And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Minnesota Governor and newly appointed vice presidential candidate Tim Walz has repealed bipartisan measures requiring reporting on babies born alive after failed abortions. That change effectively removed transparency around one of the most morally troubling issues in our country. Data from the Minnesota Department of Health revealed that between January 21 and December 21, 5 abortions resulted in live births. Shockingly, in 2 of those cases, no measures were taken to preserve the lives of those babies. It's also worth noting that this is not a new phenomenon. Similar incidents were reported in 2019. But now, thanks to Governor Walz's efforts, Minnesota will no longer even keep track of those occurrences. It seems like leadership in the North Star State prefer to keep their people in the dark. Perhaps no longer the land of 10,000 lakes, but more like the land of 10,000 secrets instead. In other news, the FDA is facing criticism for approving puberty blockers for gender-confused youth despite acknowledging increased risks of depression and suicide. Their stance appears to be, yes, sure, these drugs might cause severe health issues, but hey, at least insurance will cover them. Not a medical expert, but I'm pretty sure that's not how the Hippocratic Oath works. Meanwhile, across the pond, over 1,000 UK doctors have condemned the British Medical Association's push to lift the ban on puberty blockers for minors. The physicians argue that the BMA is going against principles of evidence-based medicine and ethical practice. Nice to see that there are medical professionals standing up for, you know, the actual medical science. In corporate news, employees at Goldman Sachs reportedly had a meltdown when someone suggested ordering Chick-fil-A for dinner. The debate got so heated that management had to consult HR about whether it was bigoted to order from the chicken chain. That's a real story. Yeah, and apparently in some circles, delicious chicken sandwiches are now controversial. And in political news, a Harris supporter made waves with a unique statement recently. That statement, quote, "I'm a trans man, and I'm gay, and I've been pregnant, and I've had an abortion before." And that supporter expressed fears about potentially losing rights under a different administration. You know, it's almost like playing identity politics bingo and trying to hit every square on the card. It's weird. Finally, in a move that would make Big Brother proud, the London Police Commissioner is threatening to extradite and imprison people in other countries for online hate speech. Yeah, because he's got that kind of power, right? Not so much. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.